Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ed Barsano is our guest, our new friend, CEO of cooltrade.org. I encourage you to go there and check it out. It's a stock trading software program that he's developed to help you. It's automated trading, right, Ed?
Yes, fully robotic. You turn it on and walk out of the house, and it picks the stocks. It buys.
What happens if when you walk out of the house, and about 11:30, something really bad happens, and there's this huge correction like we've seen in the past? Do you have to run? Do you have to get on your app and on your phone and fix things? Do you have to run home and what do you do?
Oh no, software lives for a good crash. I mean, it's just going to buy at the bottom. I mean, that's all the stock market is numbers going up and down. This is what I was trying to explain.
But what's he going to do with what you've already bought?
Oh, you hold on to your losers. You don't have any reason to sell those.
Yeah.
Because it just dropped a little bit. Picture a bucket in a well. And this is something that nobody disputes ever. The fact is, if you have a bucket and it goes all the way to the bottom of the well and gets the water and goes all the way back up and dumps it out, everybody is content with the fact that that's going to pump 1 billion gallons in a lifetime. No problem. We trust it. We have total faith in it. Well, the stock market's no different. Picture that bucket now is where you got in, say at $10 a share. When it drops to 9, you buy more. If it goes above 9, that's profit. You sell the bottom one. LIFO, last in, first out. I can buy and sell that stock 1,000 times. And if it drops to 8, fine, I'll buy another 100 shares at 8.
But is the computer doing that for you? Are you having to do that?
Oh, yeah, totally. 100% unattended.
How are you doing
is laying out toe blues.
But somebody still has to tell it what to do.
It already has the top strategies in it that clients have fine-tuned over the years. I mean,
All right, so let's say you set this thing up on a $10,000 account in E-Trade, and you plug it in, mm-hmm. you say go. Who picks the first stock to buy?
Okay, you're going to pick a strategy already. It's a top strategy right on the screen, right in front of you, and it's got a checkbox, and you're going to put a check in front of the top strategy for $10,000 account. As soon as you check that strategy, say that's the strategy I want to run, and when you turn on that software, it's going to run that strategy, and that strategy is already set to. It already knows the stock's going to.
It'll go buy 10 stocks that you didn't tell it to buy.
Oh yeah, you don't tell it anything. It does it all. It's going to pick.
And this can work
stocks.
Inside
stocks
a self.
It's going to give you 100 trades a year each.
This can work inside a self-directed IRA.
Oh yeah. We have clients with IRAs, yes, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the stock market is numbers going up and down. Everybody's overthinking it.
But let me ask you another question. So, again, sure. You know, the rest of us went to work. We plugged it in. We did what you said. We went to work. But there are people who are staying home trading all day. Their job is to trade. And they're in there
gambling.
Getting the,
They're gambling. They don't have a clue.
But they're doing all day long what you're telling me your computer just does in the morning.
We even run in. We do, no. The auto trader's running all day.
Yeah,
it's running all day. Any crazy things happen in the market, we live for it. If that Dow opens up 1,000 points down in the morning, thousands of cool trade auto traders all over the world in 68 countries are going to buy at the bottom. All they're mm-hmm. going to do is add 100 shares to each stock. That's it. It's not even. That's no big deal. So you add $100 to or 100 shares to an $8 stock, cost you $800. But watch when that stock rebounds, when that market bounces back 500 points a half hour later, and your auto trader says, thanks for the free money, you know, and just takes it. And we run in stealth mode also. People who don't even know how to play poker are smart enough to know to hide their cards.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're doing the stock market, don't float limit orders and stop loss orders in public view. people actually put limit orders at their broker saying, if the price goes here,
oh, no.
I want to sell. But why would you do that?
Right.
Why are you telling the world? And the thing is, Wall Street has taught everyone to do all these things wrong. The stock market is the greatest invention in the history of the world, and we should all be taking full advantage of it. While the institutions are taking $1 billion a day out of the market, they're telling us to dollar cost average into our mutual fund.
Mm-hmm.
And then those stocks, you know, the mutual fund's got to average higher.
Do you think stocks are overvalued right now?
I don't have any opinion about it.
You don't think there's a bubble in equities right now?
Oh, I wish for it. Don't you think there is a bubble in equities right now? Well, yeah. If you look at the last crash we had in 2008, the Dow was at 7,000. It's gone up 200% since then.
Yeah.
It's at 21,000. There is nothing that could support this. But if you stop, let's look at the conspiracy aspect of what we're talking about here. If the institutions own these, if the stock prices are at the highest they've ever been, doesn't it stand to reason that every share of stock these large institutions own, they own it at a lower price? So it only stands the reason they're selling everything off right now
mm-hmm.
on a mass scale. And
so why would I be buying? Why would I be buying if they're selling?
I'm not buying $200 stocks, $100 stocks.
Right.
The auto trader looks for the lowest price stocks it can get, but they have to be active moving stocks. So the software already hits that.
Right.
The software actually finds stocks.
Give us the website one more time. By the way, how much does it cost for your software?
Oh, it's hardly nothing. Like $1,000, and then $99 a month.
All right, hold on. I need to. All right, so it's cooltrade.com .org, right?
Yes.
Cooltrade.org. Check it out, folks. Hey, Ed Bersano, come back soon. Thanks. Good job today.
I appreciate it.
Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.